Right. Hey, pick 'em pop, big gun Brian Petrie, giving out the lot. One is mortal, you know it won't miss. Gonna take a shot, dog lock, that's the underdog. Yeah, they in the hunt, send them home, that's KO or submission. Yeah, somebody done, slime ball, yeah, that's the parlay. We gon' make it known, pick 'em pop from MMA tapes. Yeah, let's get it gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Boys, we're back. We're back, baby. Huge pay-per-view. Co-main event, fire. Main event, fire. Couple other fights, fire. Sucks Bryce Mitchell fell off. But we got a fight card. And we got even better than the fight card. We got Christian Costello. The guy's been off the grid for about 4 weeks. Living in the mountains. Taking whatever. Ayahuasca. Very Aaron Rodgers retreat. He's got the Matt Frivola hat on. He's got the podcast juice shirt on. CC, what up, bruh? What up, bro?
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. Yeah, and I did disappear randomly for about 3 weeks. But I know that Vision Quest, I feel like I'm back, ready to get a, at least 10 out of 14 right on this card.
Here's what I'm going to say, though, okay? And you're the champion. I haven't won in fucking 10 years, seems like, right? You are sharp. But I feel like since you've been taking some psychedelics and stuff, that you have an advantage over. I mean, Steve Jobs created Apple and Pixar by dropping LSD. So I feel like you can see the future. So I'm going to put a protest on this unless I win, and then it's a clean win. But I feel like you have some PEDs in your system. I'm going to go ahead and say it like that. You're definitely playing with some PEDs. You ain't testing clean. But we're going to see what we got. I feel like I'm picking a pretty good card here.
Yeah, I mean, definitely have D's in the system. That's for sure. Well, not that kind. But
hey,
not himself.
We got Al Drum here. Let's go. Let's get it. We got the usual suspects. Kind of a Nate the Train, baby. Nate the Train. You love that drop? Oh, you love the Nate the Train drop? Okay.
Hey, Nate the Train, baby.
Nate the Train, baby. Trindaddy always here. This dude, one of the best in the business. What's up, fellas? What's up, chat? Let's talk fights. Let's make money. Rue Baker, great dude. Good follow on Twitter. Jared Crockett, it's go time, baby. Rue Baker, hey. Jared Crockett, pick and pop. Listen, I am excited about this card. I love the main card. I think there's some spots, and I dove balls deep in this card, right? You know, I'm on a little, I had two good winning weeks, right? I had some two good underdogs. I'm hitting, last week was 2.3 units. Weekend before that was a 4.5-ish unit week. So I'm doing okay. My bankroll's okay. But I'm missing on some of the big plays, right? So I've been just overanalyzing. This week I try to dial it back a little bit, but it's so hard for me to do that because I'm like OCD. So I really kind of dove into some of these fights that like don't matter. Like, I watch way too many Braxton Smith fights. You know what I mean? Like, way too many. But, you know, that's the name of the game here. I got some plays I think I'm happy about. Let's go right off the bat. We got Daniel Santos. He is a minus 190 versus Johnny Munoz Jr., plus 160. Nice little fight to kick off the night here. Listen, I haven't been overly impressed by either guy. Daniel Santos is kind of a wild man, right? And he's kind of good everywhere. Johnny Munoz, every time I play him as a dog, I'm like, oh, he's going to go out there. He's going to wrestle. He's going to use all his things, you know, but he really doesn't do that. He's kind of, his takedowns are okay, but they're not great. Overall, he's pretty good, but I think he's just kind of a basic fighter. And when you're hanging plus 160, I love coming out of the gate shooting with underdogs right away. That's kind of my bread and butter. But I don't know if I want to lay 160 on Johnny Munoz. I'm trying to get a little greedy here. I think if he was like plus 200 something, plus maybe 300, we could get him. But you're not getting that unless you get him by decision. I'm assuming. I haven't looked at the prop for that. But yeah, give me Daniel Santos here. Nice little fight star of night. I think it's going to be entertaining. Santos is a entertaining fighter. Let's see if he comes with blonde hair, because you always bet on blonde, baby. But give me Daniel Santos. Not going to take the dog. CC, where are you going? You going dog hunting here, bub? You going dog hunting?
You know, I'd love to on the first fight of the night, especially. I don't know if it's lower level, other than these guys are kind of younger or like maybe less established. Because sure. I think they're both. I've always thought Santos is actually pretty good. I think Castaneda is like really good. So yeah. Anybody that
got a good resume. Yeah.
Yep, anybody that's holding their own with him, I like. Look, Santos, I think, is better everywhere. You kind of, I don't know what word you said, but I know it's been stuck in my head because the kids say it mid, but that's what I thought about Munoz. He is kind of tough to hit. He's evasive. But Santos just really has it all, I think.
Yeah.
I look at this one as probably, on my notes, it's like the line is exactly where it should be. I look at him as a 2-1 favorite.
Sure.
I think unanimous decision is probably the bet I'm going to place on this. But okay. Santos, or just fight and unanimous decision, because I assume Santos roll, or he just gets.
So Munoz by decision, I don't see him finishing Santos, plus 400. And then Santos will win by decision, plus 350. So those are nice little juicy props I think you can touch your toes in if you want to jump in the prop pool.
I'm going to go one more and try and even go the unanimous decision, because I think Santos rolls so bad in that fight. There obviously, for me, that's a parlay piece too. If I'm talking about him like that without even realizing it.
Ty says Manny Oliveira by finish. I love it. Drew Saney, let's go, Drew. Trinidad, you do need to make a blonde hair bet on one of these guys sometimes. I went blonde last summer, and I'll do
that was
it.
Like 2 years ago.
Was that 2 years? Yeah, 2 years ago. I'll fucking do it again, because you know what? Your boy looks better blonde. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not, I have dark hair now. My daughter, it's very dark brown, but my daughter's called black. I have two little blonde girls. My wife's blonde. I was a towhead as a kid. I was white hair. And then the summertime, it would turn even whiter. And then with the chlorine from the pool, it'd get a little green stripes in it from the chlorine in the sun or whatever that does. So we just got a pool pass this year. We're going, it opens at the end of this month. That's one thing about Cincinnati, the west side of Cincinnati. Boys, we got some swim clubs over here, right? I grew up at swim clubs. So we're going to a swim club. Girls are old enough now. So your boy's going to get tan, which is a rarity. I do get tan, believe it or not. I just don't ever go outside. Okay, I'm Garfield. I'm an indoor cat. But that would be so funny if my hair just literally turns blonde. That'd be so funny.
I'll be looking forward to it. You got to put that sun in
sun
and lemon
in.
Juice.
Whoa, it's so
sun
funny.
Sun in and lemon juice.
There's a guy I work with. I don't think he listens to this. If he does, I don't really give a shit. But he's a good guy. He was going through some stuff, right? He's a midlife crisis kind of thing. You know, he bought a motorcycle or whatever. I think he was having problems with his wife or whatever like that. He came in one day with blonde tips in his hair. And and no one said anything.
Straight out of 1999.
Yeah, dude, he got tips, and I'm like, I mean, he looked like an NSYNC Backstreet Boys kind of guy. I mean, listen, I had blonde tips too early in the fucking early 2000s. But anyway, so none of us, all the dudes looked around. I was like, don't say anything. And I love busting balls, and I wanted to so bad, but I'm like, you know what, guy's going through enough. I don't need to bust his balls. This girl comes in. Who is every bit, I mean, she's probably had sex with more women than me, right? She loves them ladies. She comes
bull
in.
Bagging.
Big old country girl comes in and goes, what you do to your hair? And he goes, oh, what? No, I think the sun did it. She's like, bullshit, you dyed it. It was the funniest, most awkward thing in the world. And I loved it. We're both on Santos. Yeah, someone
hey, put that accent on the shelf too, because you're going to need it for the when we talk Bryce Mitchell.
Bryce Mitchell on everyone can do a country accent. Let's go. Timbo must be off killing. Yeah, Timbo. We wanted Timbo about an hour ago. His son got sick. Dad, being a dad is the first priority, so Timbo could not be with us. That's what he said. And prayers. I mean, listen, kids get sick all the time. Cam's going to be fine, but. You know, you're dealing with a sick kid. It's a lot, but that could be a cover. He could have had a dip out and just made a quick murder, right? This guy's mysterious. We don't know, but I'm hoping Cam's going to be okay, which I'm sure he's fine. I think it's just, this is the type of year everyone gets sick. You know what I mean? All right. Next up, Joseph Holmes, Ugly Man Holmes, which he loves that nickname. I don't think he's that ugly of a dude, but you know, that's just a confidence in him. Plus 145 versus Claudio Ribeiro, minus 170. I went all in on Claudio Ribeiro, his debut. Fell on my face, and
I was so happy too, because but, this is that guy from the Contender Series whose team comes out and goes, hey,
the whole time,
the entire time.
Luckily, this won't be in the Apex, so you'll probably on TV because it's the second fight of the night. They're in Vegas, or are they? No, they're in Jersey. Jersey probably shows up early, but you're probably not going to hear as much as like you did in the Apex. But yeah, his team, hey, and then there's like a woman, like she's like 50, but they're like making out while he's getting greased up. It's like, who is this? This is mom? Do they do that? What's going on? Anyway, he fell on his face his debut in the Brazil. The guy is a pure finisher. I looked hard and long at this one to be a Green Hammer fight because Joseph Holmes, I think, is an average fighter. He kind of lost his head coach with James Krause. James Krause was this guy's biggest supporter. Christian, you get the first pick here. Who do you like?
So Joseph Holmes is, I mean, I've never been to a UFC event. I probably will never go if they keep trying to charge $450.
Wait, you've never been to a UFC event?
No, is that people have never talked about that. Never been to UFC.
Never been. God damn, they've been never to Denver been. A few times.
No, that was I used to be a baseball fan, like in the mid-teens.
Yeah.
So I just kind of left the fight game for a little bit, and then COVID happened, and I was like, oh, it's like I forgot why I watched the sport so much.
Yeah.
And I came back.
So you were a Rockies fan, huh?
Isn't that embarrassing to say?
No, I mean, look at my Reds. It is. Yeah.
I know they're the two worst teams in the entire league.
How many Cincinnati players or Cincinnati Reds players can you name just all time? Not name Pete Rose. Can you name another one besides Pete Rose?
Yeah, Ken Griffey Jr. Okay. and Senior.
Okay, good one. I can only name one Colorado Rockies.
And Eugenio Suarez because that's when I won my Giants.
The guy in the Red Stadium.
FanDuel or DraftKings.
The guy in the Red Stadium pronounces it when he played for us. Eugenio Suarez, so good. I can name one Colorado Rocky. Can you guess who it is?
Don Elton?
Yeah.
Or Andres the Big Cat Colorado.
That's it. Don Elton. All right, go ahead. Go break this down. Fuck baseball.
Yeah, and fuck the Rockies too.
Yeah.
As a staff, as a record label, and as a motherfucking crew. sorry. Hit him up.
Go off, King.
Yeah, I always forget when I'm only talking to you. I'm like, I'm sure somebody out there got it. This guy, I can't stand this. Ibero.
Nice.
Dario Ibero.
That's real nice.
Sounds a little more Italian, but Italian. So I was just getting that. So when I watch fights in person, I feel like especially when you get as close as you get to sit at the regional fights, you get to learn a lot about these guys. And all I ever saw was Joseph Holmes back. Backing up and laying on his back and reversing things like I haven't seen a fighter, especially I mean, what are they, 185?
Yep.
At that size, like kind of move like he does off his back. I just don't think that this is it. I don't think he's really there to take a beating. And I think as much as I hope Claudio Ribeiro loses, so I don't have to hear the is
right.
I honestly think he just knocks him out early.
Yeah.
He does. There's a couple windmill punchers on there. They just look at you like they're coming at you with. I can't remember that redneck guy that fought a few months back, but that he threw like they described it.
The hammer fist. As
him throwing the hammer 9 pound, yeah. 9 pound dumbbells with
hammer fist. Standing up hammer fist. That dude's changing the fucking game, bro. Yeah.
I would Trevor Peak. Is that his
Trevor
name?
Peak? There it is. Yeah, okay. Trevor Peak. Yep. Yeah, changing the game.
Yep, exactly. So I look for Ibero to do something like that. This fight stinks. It could be fun to watch, though. I definitely think an under is worth a look, or just a round one. I have a few round ones worked down. So, I wish he wasn't the favorite, but I don't think Holmes has it. He's just not truly not. No, he's just not there. I don't think Ribeiro is either, but this is a weird matchup where he's a guy that wants to grapple, but some guy's just going to win.
Sure. Yeah. Joseph Holmes, he was on looking for a fight with Dana White, and Dana White basically looked at Krause, was like, is he ready? Is this guy ready? Because the card was standing. Krause like, oh, he's ready. So it was more like he got in because of who he was. He hasn't really performed. He got wins in the UFC, but you're right. Doesn't do nothing. Volume's low. It's been the one decision. 51 punches landed. That's just not enough. Claudio Ribeiro punches hard. He was doing well in the very beginning of the Al Abdalgar Hassan fight. Al Hassan is a fucking stud. So it is what it is. I'm on Ribeiro as well. Again, I looked at the under for the green hammer. I looked at maybe by knockout, but I'm just trying not to trust too much on that with these guys that are kind of just haven't proven it yet. Hey, what up, BP Nobles? Yeah, over the mother thriving, bro. Thank you. Mother is doing great. She is kind of, they don't use the word remission, but she's doing immunotherapy. Cancer is gone. She shaved her head. Her hair fell out. We shaved her head. I was going to shave it with her. She told me not to. And then it's now growing back. So she is good. We're going to go to going out to eat tomorrow. 96RS always in the chat. Going to my first UFC event next week in Charlotte.
Oh, wow.
That's
awesome.
I was
thinking about going to that one.
I was close because Kenny and
Charlotte's easy for me to get to.
Yeah, right. And it's on ABC. So Kenny will be there because Kenny lives in Charlotte and John's going to be there, right? And I thought, I can make, that's an 8-hour drive. I mean, if I want to fly, it's a quicker fly.
Just fly.
But, yeah, right. But I'm like, hey, I could probably, fucking cruise down there or whatever. But, didn't happen. Enjoy the UFC. I love UFC Live. Obviously, everyone's like, you can see things better on TV. Yeah, but it's the energy. It's the feeling. It's sitting with people like, that either are just as much as fan of you are, they're complete idiots, and you want to tell them to shut the fuck up. Like, it's just an experience. But, yeah, we're both on Ribeiro. Trin Daddy's got a fun story here. I haven't read it yet, but let's see. Fun story. A year ago, I came from Came here for the first time to chat live, talked to UFC before UFC, got pumped and decided to go by myself. Worth every penny for me, 100%. I would go by myself. When I was in my single days.
I love doing that shit by myself.
When I was in my single days, like early 20-ish, if I'm like, because I work weird hours, so during the day I had nothing to do, I'm like, fuck, I'll go see a movie. I'll go see Moonbound. I don't give a fuck. I want to see a movie. It's in the theaters. You know, so I'm old, so this is before everything hit streaming. Like, I'll go fucking see a movie. What do I care? So that's dope. I would definitely go to UFC by myself if need be. But we're about done. Cody Romero. All right, next up, you got Zalgis Zumagulov. Fucking nail that name. Have you seen this guy's hair? Have you seen this guy's hair this week?
No, is this post-retirement hair? Is it gone now?
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to pull it up here. Let me fucking pull this up. I don't even know how to spell his goddamn name. Zalgaz.
Just if you type Zalgaz, it usually comes up. Zalgaz.
I got him. Oh, I got him. This dude's fucking hair right now. It's blowing up social media. Let me share my screen here. All right. Slides. Here we go. Video file. Share screen. Don't do this often.
So how are we going to break this down for audio? As an audio person, now I have to figure out how to break it down for him.
As an audio person, use password.
Well, because that's my I prefer audio.
Well, yeah, I listen to audio too. People love the YouTubes.
I don't get it.
I get it.
A lot of squirrels getting shot on YouTube.
They want to see my face. I mean, I get it. They want
to. Oh, that. Yeah, okay, that's I do watch.
Here we go. Okay, so I guess go share. All right, is this popping up for you? Do you see this guy's hair right here?
Oh, wow. He looks like, they cut that girl. There's a girl that looked like the dude from No Country for Old Men.
See this guy? Look at this guy's hair right now, dude. He looks like the strawberries and cream. The fucking strawberries and cream. Or no, he looks like the dude from Stranger Things. You know
or
I mean?
The dude from No Country.
No Country for Old Men. I mean,
and there was a girl that looked exactly like that guy too.
This hair, dude, it's just unfucking believable.
Yeah, said it down there. He's got a bunch of wives too. He was on some like Uzbekistani reality show with him and his wives.
Two wives though. Skynet's got two wives.
At least two.
Wow. I know that part of the world. There's some of that two wives. I can't handle one, bro. Two wives? What the fuck? No thanks. Anyway, he's
all right. Well, let me get into this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Imagine how many wives he would have if he were 3-2 in the UFC, like he should be, because this guy has gotten robbed. The most robbed fighter in UFC history.
Sure.
I think Kopp finished him, right? And he kind of came at Kopp early, and then Kopp knocked him out pretty good. But other than that, he's fought really well. And I think I've scored all of those decisions in his favor, but also I had bet on him. So sure. I am 1-5 on Zalgis Zumagulov bets. Yeah. And I'm going back to the well, baby. Whoa. This guy's got he can wrestle, he can strike. He's got a forward game. Like I never understood how he lost this because he does, you know, there's not as much damage at 125, but he's always pushing forward. He doesn't hit many takedown attempts, but he's always attempting them. This guy chain wrestles like, oh my God, like he would go to Penn State or something like that. This is Zalgis is the truth. Him and Michael Johnson have the weirdest records for how good they are. And I know MJ's coming up soon, and I always ride with my guys. So yeah, give me Zalgis here. If you can't tell, I'm comfortable on this one.
So Fight Talk only just said he's got three wives. If you look like that and you have a hair like that and you got three wives, first off, my first question is, what do these women look like? You know what I mean? That's my first question, right? But three wives, I mean, there's not many lonely nights with three wives. I almost switched my pick when I saw the hair on Twitter. I almost said, a dude with hair like that ain't fucking losing. And you're right. He's been in some really shitty decisions, but there's just something when I watch him fight. There's this one thing that he just doesn't do. He's missing that one fucking thing. I don't know what it is. Now, he's fighting a guy who's a little overhyped. He's 11-0, half the esteem, and he's minus 180, which is kind of crazy. Kind of a newcomer. Very good. Him by decisions, plus 165. I don't see him finishing Zalgis. Not many people can. Manel Kopp's on a different level, dude's powers, whatever. And Zalgis fought a bad game plan. Went right after Kopp. You're going to run into, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Give me a steam. I'm going to go opposite with you. However, I don't love the play. I probably won't bet it unless it goes a decision. Over 2.5, minus 190. I think that's
I love that.
I think that's a lock as well. Yeah. Over 2.5, -190. That should probably be in the 3, so get that while you can. I like that. Middle East Patty is what we got here. I mean, the Patty haircut, you know, got robbed so many times to switch up the peasant haircut. Yeah, that's a good one. Wise wear sheets. Yeah, that's true. Like, you ain't going to see pictures. That's true. They're Walt.
Yeah, what's she's his wearing name? A towel, just like
Khabib's wife. Walt, the guy who does Anatomy of Fighters. I don't know if his name's Walt now. I'm completely butchering his name. He went to Dagestan, and he brought his camera, and he went with Khabib. It's a very good thing on YouTube. You can watch it. Like, Khabib goes to, like, I think it was during Ramadan. He's going to his family's house, and they're praying and everything. It was a nice video. And when he said, he went on Rogan, and he said, oh, like, if you point a camera, Will Harris, there it is. Shout out Will Harris. If you point a camera at one of their women, they go, what the fuck are you doing? They get pissed. They're like, don't film our chicks. Like, don't. Like, and because when he's around, some of them had, you know, their faces covered, but some of them didn't. And these guys would fucking, like, they look at you like, I will cut you open if you film our women, right? So, yeah, you're never going to see pictures of women, but, you know, it doesn't matter. Three wives. I mean, that's, again, no lonely nights. All right, next up, a name that I've been trying to pronounce. I'm excited for him to debut in the UFC, finally. Ikram.
Braxton Smith. Is that the one you're struggling on?
No, I know Braxton Smith. We're going Ikram Alisikov. Alisikov. Fuck. -195 versus Phil Hawes. +165. I love this dude. I love this dude coming in. This is the guy that made Cosmat Chimaev who he was. Cosmat took this fight. No one thought Cosmat was going to win. They knew him as a Swedish guy. They didn't know much about his background. This dude's a Khabib guy. He can strike. He can grapple. He's got a devastating Kimura. He's heavy on top. Maybe a little undersized for 185. He did fight that fight at 170. And then Chimaev just fucking sleeps him with an uppercut, right? Pretty close fight in the beginning. Dropped him with like a left straight hand. Chimaev, that is, and then uppercut him to death. But that kind of put a pause in his career. Then he had to win a couple fights, got on the contender series, won by Kimura. He's very patient in there. He's very good. His chin, obviously, we can question it with the one loss with the knockout. Chimaev does hit hard. He's a big guy. Phil Hawes, his striking is good. He's in Thailand most of the time. His wrestling's elite. Phil Hawes would be a top 5, top 10 fighter if he had a fucking chin. His chin is so bad. I don't know if it's the weight cut, if he gets a pop up to 85. He's not the tallest guy. He's just bricked up. But that chin is so bad. Like, he gets touched and he gets knocked out. He does so well. I don't see him having a wrestling advantage here. I don't see him having a striking advantage here. I'm going Ikram, if that's how you say his name, Ikram. I'm going Ikram here. I'm confident in it. And this is a slime ball. I know he's a UFC debutant coming off the contender series. Christian fucking hates that. But I think his striking is good. I think he's patient. I think if it goes to the ground, Phil Hawes has all sorts of problems. Phil Hawes is going to be a handful in that round one, though, right? Because Phil Hawes is good in round one, the first couple minutes, does hit hard, is a big, powerful guy. And Ikram, obviously, has been dropped and knocked out before, so you got to keep an eye on that. So if you want to play Phil Hawes, I play Phil Hawes knockout round one, which is probably going to be a gorgeous number. But I'm going Ikram. He's a slime ball candidate. And I'm excited for his debut here. This is a guy that has been Eagle MMA, you know, stamped. And I'm tired of going against the Dagestanians. I always trying to find an edge because they're always ballooned up. But I'm not going against the Dagestanians here. I'm picking Ikram. What do you got? What do you got? Am I wrong?
This just happened. Yes, of course you're wrong. We just saw one of these recently.
Was he from Dagestan?
I can't even remember his name. It was the dude that was like 23 or 24 and up. It came in and fucking shit the bed. It was like within the last month or two. Smaller guy, but no, this guy, he's crushed a bunch of cans. Like that's great.
Wrong. No Sean Burrell, right, Dennis Tulian, who was in the UFC. No Sean Burrell fought in the UFC and Strikeforce. Not cans, bro. He's beating real dudes.
Let me pull it up. I was just looking at this earlier.
Pull it up.
I do think it's Ikram too. So there you go. Definitely.
Nailed it.
Big one. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got some good ones. Yeah, I guess he's won all but a guy who is probably the best fighter in that weight class, other than Chris Curtis, of course. But, you're still wrong. It's this is a big step up. He's never going to face somebody as athletic as Phil Hawes.
I agree with that. It's a big step up. Big step
he's up. Never going to face somebody as athletic as Phil Hawes in any of probably any of the martial arts, like other than Sambo, but this ain't a Sambo match here. Yeah. Phil Hawes is going to be like devastating, like quick and powerful in that early onslaught. I don't see why he can't put this guy on his back. I mean, he's getting Kimura's to win. Look, I don't go back and watch these fucking fights because these guys come and go so often. Yeah, give me Phil Hawes would Kimura. Phil Hawes would finish Dennis Tallulian in less than three rounds. So I'll just
false.
MMA math it.
False. Phil Hawes ain't finishing anybody, bro. He can barely finish his hair dye when he gets in there. Sometimes it's dyed, sometimes it's not. I think Phil Hawes, again, I like Phil Hawes, right? He talked all that good shit after the Chris fight. Then he fucking destroys Deron Wynn, talks shit to DC. It's like, come on, dude, let's tone it down here. Gets absolutely slept by Dolice. This dude's dangerous.
That fight kills me because I bet that. Yeah. And I bet it pretty good via sub.
This
and
all dangerous.
And then I was like, oh, now he's going to get knocked out. Who is that? That must have been Herb Dean in there just watching him get his knee torn apart.
This Ikram guy's dangerous. He's been co-signed by Khabib and those guys for a long time. His grappling is good. The only thing is, you're right. I think.
Khabib's never co-signed on any other good fighter that wasn't related to him.
That's crazy. Ever. Islam Makhachev is not related to him when he co-signed him. Come on, bro.
He says brother.
Hey, brother. No, they're not related at all. Anyway, the only pause I have on this fight, but it's not really a pause because I don't like a ton of other plays on this, is he is a little undersized. I mean, Phil Hawes is a big – my camera just got out of focus. There we go. Phil Hawes is a big
he's massive.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Right? You saw him, remember, when he fought Chris. And yeah. Chris and this Ali guy are listed about the same size.
He beat your slob, Muslimov, and Sambo. There you go. Don't let sleep stews and wives, though. Yeah, dude. Let me tell you something about Roma Dolice, right? This dude's got a pipe in those pants. I guarantee it, right? He goes in there. He's covered hair everywhere, barely speaks English, and just steals a chick, right? A hot chick, right? In Cheyenne Bays. Or Cheyenne Velismus, whatever she wants to go by now. I mean, I know her husband was 125-pounder, you know, JP, whatever.
The worst part, there's nothing you can do about it.
But that's what I mean. It's like, I thought she was in the short guys. She's in the little guys, and Dolice's a big fucking dude, comes in. You know, it is what it is. All right, so we're split on that fight. I want to kind of bet that fight. Let's bet it. $20, but it's void if Phil Hawes wins knockout round one. So if it gets out of round one and Phil Hawes wins, I owe you $20. If Ikram wins any kind of way, you owe me $20.
No, that does. Those odds are that's barely.
You're so goddamn confident, Hotshot.
Okay, you give me Phil Hawes. You give me Phil Hawes knockout round one and two, and we'll call it good.
No, can't do that. Can't do it. You ain't doing it. Ain't gonna do that to me, bro.
Trust me, we got more fights to go.
All right, fine. Well, let's keep going. All right, here we go. We got Parker Porter, the Steakhouse, baby. How has he not changed his nickname to the Steakhouse?
I've got multiple people's merch on right now. How does Parker Porter? I support the people.
People were asking me, they're like, dude, create a shirt of Steakhouse. I don't know, like, about copyright or not copyright infringement, like using people's names or whatever. I know there is parody law.
Just reach out to
it. Well, I know there's parody law, so I can use it as a joke or whatever. How is it not the Steakhouse? I don't know if this guy's got a good sense of humor, right? He seems like a dude that lives in Oklahoma, you know, good old boys.
He's from Connecticut,
right? He's from Connecticut. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He seems like that, right? And he's fighting Braxton Smith. This is a fucking dumpster fight, right? So, like I said earlier, I dove in on Braxton Smith. This guy fought in 2014 against Chase Sherman, lost. Don't know how he lost. Took 4-3 years off, comes back. Now he's five-fight winning streak, all by first round knockouts. I've watched all five. I can't find the Chase Sherman fight. I've seen all five of those fights. He is powerful. He has no technique. He's short. He's 5'11", has a huge upper body, no wrestling really, just big, powerful strikes. I think Parker Porter can really grind on this dude if he wanted to. Parker Porter has been susceptible to getting hit early. So my pick, you know, I need a dog here. I'll go Braxton Smith as a dog. First round knockout or bust. If he doesn't get the first round knockout, you bail. You get Parker Porter to grind him out. The old fucking Steakhouse to do his job. Braxton Smith by KO is +175, but that's not by round one. Braxton was the win KO round one +300. I like that. Again, put a little bit of money on that and then fucking run, right? Run from the hills because this guy has no cardio. The last fight I saw, he fought Cody Beck, guy making his pro debut. He got kneed in his thigh, took a knee, and went, I got hit in the balls. And everyone's booing. They're like, what? He's like, okay, just to catch a break, landed a fluke head kick, knocked the dude out, right? He's powerful, but he's not ready for this level. But the thing is, I just don't think Parker Porter is that good. I think he's a little chinny. But again, Parker can grind it, make an ugly fight like he has done in the past. but you're giving me plus 145 on a big heavyweight that can crack. I'm going to take a little stab at it. First round knockout only, Braxton Smith. This is your wheelhouse. Middling heavyweights is your wheelhouse. So tell me what you got.
It is. Yeah, love your read there. I would have broken it down the exact same way, kind of what I think could and would happen. I mean, obviously the betting lines kind of lead that way, so it's nothing revolutionary, but if me, you, and the books all agree, there's something to that. I'm going to take the, this is just a bunch of, I hate when I say this because these are guys are trained professional athletes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, these are a bunch of fat slobs about to throw it down. These guys are about to throw some hand bones at each
other. Actually not that fat. Braxton's pretty fucking jacked. I mean, yeah, he's got a belly or whatever, but his shoulders and arms is big.
I got a belly anyway, 170 pounds. This guy's got one. He weighs just a belly and he's got weighs 260. So, I'm going to take, my pick here is going to be Smith because Parker Porter just got knocked out early. It's when these things start to happen, and you don't have any skills at the heavyweight division. The skill level is so much. So your defense isn't as good. Your quickness isn't as good. And you just shown that if a guy runs at you, you really can't stop it. You can't stop a takedown. You can't stop a punch. You can't stop a submission when it comes at you like that. So I'm going to be going Braxton Smith for that. And I'm just not sure why you wouldn't take. Also, this line's completely flipped. Parker Porter opened up about almost the exact same. I think minus 170 is now, or plus 170 is now minus 170. Yeah. So the book saw something.
Well, yeah, they saw Smith's fights like I did and said, what is this guy doing in the UFC?
I haven't watched them. So
aspiring MMA fighters out there. Aspiring. If you're a big guy, right? If you're a big guy, do not cut to 205. Do not try to lose weight to 185. You want to get in the UFC. You want to get the big show. Be a heavyweight, right? Be a fucking heavyweight. They sign these guys, right? Off the street. Braxton Smith, I'm not taking the shit on him. He's a big, powerful guy. He would knock me out, right? Granted. But these guys, I see these guys in the gym all the time when I was coming up. They'd be like, man, I need to lose weight. I'm not big enough for heavyweight. Bro, this guy's 5'11", okay? Just get bigger, right? You're 6'2". Get bigger, and you'll get signed with a couple wins over nobodies because that's the thing is there's not a ton of heavyweights. Literally, I swear to God, I told this story before on the podcast a million years ago. When I started training MMA is when Stipe Miocic was an amateur in Ohio. So theoretically, if I decided to take a fight, Stipe Miocic could have been a guy I'm fighting from Cleveland. You know what I mean? That's how crazy it is, right? He had just turned pro, right when I started taking it seriously. But imagine that. Imagine me taking this fight against, Stipe Miocic, what's this guy?
Finish your career 0-1.
You know what I mean? What the fuck are we doing here? But the amateur heavyweight level is just not good. So if you want to get into the UFC, take one amateur fight, go pro, handpick your fights at heavyweight, get about a 5-1 record with a couple knockouts, right? Don't be a too big of a slop, and you're getting UFC. It is what it is. All right, next up. Mina, go ahead.
I already have a bet placed on this one. And its fight ends in round one at plus 325, and you can find that. I know we're not they're not a sponsor of us, but they rhyme with Het Bivers.
Nope. Don't bring it up. Can't.
Okay.
Can't do it. That's
either fighter to win round one.
This face is on DraftKings YouTube thumbnails. Okay. How dare you?
Okay.
How dare you being a Bet Rivers, right? More like Bet.
No, I didn't say anything. I said nothing of the sort.
You did say it. How about Bet Shitters? Okay. Because a bunch of shit, right? DraftKings Sportsbook, MMA Takes Podcast, Group Chat. Go see. Speaking about the group, this is my
green hammer. It's huge now.
It's big. This is my green hammer. The next fight, I've already placed it. So if you got an alert for me earlier today, I sealed this line. So I'll go first here. Marina Rodriguez versus Vina Jandiroba. Listen, this fight is a good high-level fight. Jandiroba is a great grappler, but she gives up on takedowns too early. She comes out strong round one. Marina Rodriguez coming off an embarrassing loss to Lemos. Embarrassing in her mind because she was a favorite. I thought she was going to win. Lemos was a stud. No, nothing wrong with losing to Lemos. But Marina Rodriguez was away, one way from a title shot. Now she gets Jandiroba. So what I think is, I think this is over 2.5 all day long, right? So you know what the Green Hammer is, right? The Green Hammer is a multi-unit prop play. We're not looking for plus numbers.
You could do a plus number though, right? Just FYI.
Hey, listen. Hey, you don't tell me how to run the show. Okay, I don't tell you how to grow your beard. Got it? Minus 220. -220 for this fight to go over 2.5. That should be -2,000. That is the lock of the century. If that doesn't win, because the green hammer is a little bit cold, I will take this hammer and I will have someone come hit me in the head with it, okay? That used to be my party trick when I was growing up. I have a hard stone fucking head. My party trick was, I don't have many of them, but it was someone can break a beer bottle over my head. That was, I would pull my shirt up like Cornholio because I don't want to get cut. Break a beer bottle over my head. I eat it like candy. I will have someone smack me in the fucking head with this if this doesn't go over 2.5. -220? I put 2.5 units on that already. Bada bing, bada bing, bada boom. Green. Fucking. Actually, you know what? I got it even a thing. So when people want to go, where's the green hammer? A green hammer right there, bitch. Someone gift this. Someone gift me doing these moves with the green hammer. That's what I need to. I want that displayed every time I win on YouTube, on Twitter. Green Hammer, Christian, do you like it? Do you like the over 2.5? You seem to be disagreeing with me. How does this fight not go over 2.5?
I just wish, I mean, man, you love that juice. Love that juice.
Juice,
you like the movie Juice,
squeeze,
by the way? Yeah.
Yeah, with Tupac. Yeah. With Tupac?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bishop. Yeah. So this is a fight I had the most trouble with on the entire card. And, you know, I've been a little bit, you know, on my vision quest for the last couple of weeks.
True.
So I asked my wife about it and I was like, I cannot figure out what's going to happen.
Hey, that's not fair. Molly's just sharp, bro. You can't do that.
Yeah. So I did. And she says, she's like, man, the last couple of times we've seen Verna, she just has like a one that's slow and a 1-2 that's even slower. And if she tries to even put a third punch in it, it's like labored. She's like having to run through her brain and do it. And I was like, oh my God, that's such a good point. I mean, unless she goes in and has a swallow up, like takedown, like just a nonstop takedown effort. If she tries to strike like that with Marina, like I'll try to do it like you do. Nice. Marina Rodriguez.
Nice.
If she tries to go in there with that sort of game plan, she's going to get absolutely lit the fuck up. And I think that's what's going to happen because her takedown defense hasn't really been special. I mean, obviously, like her jiu-jitsu ability pretty much anywhere is, you know, at the highest level of really the game. So I'm just going to take it that, look, if she gets her down once, that's then she wins a round. But she's going to have to do it 3 times to win this fight. And I'm not betting that she can do it. And she's got to go through, like, Miranda Rodriguez has some, like, serious power. I mean, that loss to Alexa Grasso, Asia's, like,
Yeah. She's fast.
Yeah. He's just really fucking well, too. So, yeah, give me Marina Rodriguez by a decision, too. So, I do like the over 2.5.
Nice.
So, I
can be there. So, Green Hammer is just absolutely going to fucking hammer the competition. Trindaddy, though, is disagreeing. Love me some Verna.
I would love to tell me.
Stipe would have been slapped. You're 100% right. DK, baby.
Either on Twitter or in the comments, like the actual comments.
How do I find the group on DraftKings? I believe it is. Here. There's the link right there. Trin's got it. The DK Betty group is a good time. It is a very good time. You can also search him. It takes pod. Boom. Trim's on top of it. New to the channel. D Brown. What's up, baby? What's up, D Brown?
What's up with the what's up?
Is that D-Lo Brown? Because I love it. Former fucking professional wrestler. All right. We're on the side. Green Hammer play. Over 2.5, -220. I feel like that's stealing. Next up, Chaos Williams, -305. I think the biggest favorite on the card versus Rolando.
Avloyev, I think Avloyev will be, right?
Oh, right. I don't have a line for Avloyev yet. Yeah.
Dave, I haven't found one either.
So. I went to Best Fight Odds, which is the best website out there for odds. They didn't have it yet.
Fight Odds, the IO might have it. I'll check real quick.
Rolando Bedoya, +255 versus Chaos Williams. We haven't seen in a little bit. Haven't seen Chaos Williams a little bit. He's only 29 years old or maybe just turned 30. This guy has a lot of upside. Hits like a fucking horse, right? I love Chaos Williams in the spot. I watched a lot of Rolando's fights coming from Peru. Fought a lot of Argentinian guys. Good stand-up, good submissions, but he's very hittable, right? His leg kicks are dangerous, but Chaos Williams, he's been in there with better competition. He barely lost to Randy Brown, barely lost to Michelle Pereira in a stand-up fight, right? Chaos Williams' biggest issue is I think he just needs to throw more. He needs to trust himself, trust his power. He's been training with Jamal Hill. He's been bouncing around the United States. He's been getting this extra training in, which I think is going to help him. Rolando has no takedowns whatsoever. A lot of his wins are by decision because he out-volumes people. I think The last fight I saw him, which was his last fight on his record before he got sent to UFC, he ate like five right hands. You eat one right hand by chaos, I think you're going to sleep. Minus 305 is stiff. Again, next to Evilov, the highest in the card, but I love Chaos Williams here. I just don't see enough from Rolando. 14-1, shiny little record, but nah. Don't slime ball. He's in a slime ball. I'm going to go ahead and spoil it right now. Chaos Williams is in that slime ball. Christian!
Yeah, I think Chaos Williams is super skilled. I've really been impressed with him win or loss pretty much every time I've seen him. I actually thought that Braxton Smith was that. Who's that Detroit ice guy he walks in with? I was
Dale,
like, is that the same guy?
Dale something. No, yeah. It's not the same guy. Joaquin Buckley walked out with him. Dale something.
Oh, it's Buckley, not
Buckley.
I mix those two Mike Tyson looking guys up.
Yeah, no, Buckley came out crazy. With him. Yeah.
Either way, yeah, very impressed with Chaos. You couldn't have broken down any more perfectly. This is a slime candidate. Get him at 310 while you can, because that I'm sure that has already
it's
changed.
A moving.
I don't know what
it's a moving.
Yeah, I don't know what it opened at, but let's see.
What do you open at, bro?
Well, now I'm on fightodds.io, so it stinks.
Stinks. Just remember, do not open Tapology because your computer will fucking explode.
What you get when you use an old PC instead of a new Mac, right?
Yeah, bubba. You got to get a Mac. Chaos Williams by KO, minus 135. That's a little steamed. I still like it at minus 135. It's obviously not the green hammer play. I actually like the over 1.5 as well. Do I like the over? I don't know. Maybe I'll stay away from the over under.
Santos would be even money. I'm all, like,
I just,
that. So
I just,
that's what I'm confident in.
I just think, Fight Talk only. Excited to see my countrymen shock some people here. Let's go, Bedoya. And then some Spanish that I cannot read, but I love that we got some Peruvian people here. Is that Peruvian? Can I say, are they Peruvian?
It's Spanish.
Right. No,
same language.
But when you're from Peru, are you Peruvian?
Let's fucking go, Bedoya. Que viva el Peru carajo. I don't know what the carajo
Fight Talk only. Are you Peruvian? Is that what it's called? Because Kenny Florian's from Peru.
Peruvian. Yeah.
Peruvian.
You speak Spanish.
Peruvian. Hell yeah. He speaks like five languages fluently. I just didn't want to insult anybody. I didn't know if it was Peruvian or not. I'm not that intelligent. Although Bedoya is hittable and Chaos is not the guy to get hit by. That's true. Bedoya is hittable. But what I like about him, dude, is he's confident. That's the one thing I saw from his tape that I really liked is he took right hands. From a guy who was 10-1, right? A decent, whatever. He gassed out, but he took some right hands and smiled, right? And just threw a leg kick back. I like the swagger of him a little bit. I just think Chaos Williams is too much. So we're both on K-Box.
Yep.
Chaos
really,
Williams.
Yep. I love your breakdown 100%.
Next up, Devin Clark. Plus 155 versus Kennedy. How do you pronounce his last name? I didn't even try.
Nzechukwu.
Minus 188. I kind of hate this fight, if I'm being honest with you. I'm going to get mine out real quick. There's more fights I want to talk about. Listen, Devin Clark's a guy that every time he's an underdog, I hammer him. He never comes through. He's like, I'm going to wrestle. Then he doesn't wrestle. And then the time I don't bet him, he wrestles. I can't get a read on this guy. I'm avoiding this fight. Spoiler alert. We did the Anakin Florian pick him already. It's not out yet. I think it'll probably be out either later tonight or tomorrow. I withheld from this fight. This is the only fight I didn't pick.
You should just take the dogs in that way.
Right. So I took Kennedy though. Kennedy's my lead, but I am in such I'm in such a hole that I didn't want it to be on the record. Right. I wanted to use that ability because again, I cannot, just like Fight Talk only Spanish, I can't read Devin Clark for shit. Right. I can't, I get him wrong every time. So I'm not going to risk it. Give me Kennedy, Nzechukwu minus 180. Fuck Devin Clark, and Christian, go ahead and take Devin Clark here. Hold on real quick. We got Ohio and Derek Myers, Joe Bryan, Livin' Milford, right outside Cincinnati. You heard of it? Woo! Did I hear of it? My buddy, one of my good friends, I'm from the west side. He lived out in Milford for a long time out there. He grew up out there. Love it out in Milford. My wife's cousin lives out there, too. All right, go ahead.
All right. Speaking of people, if anybody lives in the Denver metro area, Kentucky Derby party, my house. Be there, noon.
Boom.
Reach out to you on Twitter.
When is that? Is this this Saturday?
It's this Saturday, yep. I know there's a few fans from I know there's a guy from Aurora that listens at least.
How far away is Aurora from you?
That's where I work, so
okay. It's
like 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's where B Shop grew up, right? Is he from Aurora?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I actually played lacrosse against him.
There you go. Probably kicked your ass, didn't he?
He did. We won the game, but yeah, when you got an NFL level football player running around a bunch against a high school lax, bros,
it's tough.
Looked like a future NFL player.
Break this fight down super quick because it stinks.
Okay. Nzechukwu is giant. Devin Clark has giant legs. I don't know how long Devin Clark can cage push him for. I'm guessing more than 7.5 minutes. So because of that, I'm going to take Devin Clark. I also have never gotten a Devin Clark right fight ever. So this is going to be your time, Don Kennedy.
Yeah, I fucking can't do it, dude. I can't do it. All right, next time. Now we're getting the real meat and potatoes. Real meat and potatoes of the card. This fight's a banger.
This is a pay-per-view level.
This should be on the pay-per-view. Ivalov should get hopped off. Mostar Ivalov is in a great talent. Him and Bryce Mitchell was a great fight. Diego Lopez, his replacement, is not that great of a fight, but I know they're trying to push Ivalov. He should run through Diego Lopez. Anyway, Drew Dober, -210 versus Favola. Matt Steamroller Favola. I love saying this guy's name. I have Long Island blood. My mother was born in Long Island, raised in Long Island until she was 16. Both my grandparents are from the New York area. I believe my grandpa was born in Brooklyn. My grandma was born in Queens. But, you know, they went to Long Island for the suburbs. Steamroller, though, I love this fight for him, if I'm being honest with you, right? And I broke this down. We picked this on the Anna Kafoyan podcast, but +180 gets me excited. Steamroller gets a bad rap because of the Terrence McKinney knockout. Then you look back, he got knocked out by Polo Reyes as well, but those were early in the first round. Ray Longo has said as much on the podcast that sometimes he's kind of hard to wrangle in. Sometimes he's hard to get him to do what you want to do. He wants to go out there. He wants to scrap. He's got that fucking dog in him, right? That's what he wants to do, but you got to reel that in because he's got great cardio. He's got great wrestling. Look at the Jalen Turner fight, right? He went out there and out-wrestled Jalen Turner. I know it was Jalen Turner's early UFC debut, or maybe it's not UFC debut, but early in his UFC career, he's obviously improved much. But Steamroller went out there and fought a smart fight, mixed striking with grappling, and his cardio's elite. The one thing about Drew Dober is, guess what? His cardio, I think, is suspect. I think round three is question mark. I think his wrestling is very suspect. I also think he's been in there with Islam. He's been in there with Bobby Green, who might be a bigger name than Favola. He's been in there with some big-time guys, and guess what? I don't know if he's waking up for Matt Favola, who's kind of under the radar, hasn't fought that much. Maybe he's not waking up for him. Maybe he goes, you know what? I'm knocking all these guys. He's coming off three straight knockouts. He's like, I'm going to clip him. This guy's been knocked out before. Fuck it, right? Give me Favola, baby.
Hello?
Okay, this is Dog. I love +180. I think Favola drowns him. I think if you want to hedge your bets, you want to be a hedger, go round one knockout by Drew Dober, because that's kind of the way Favola loses. He's lost a decision before to Armin Sarukian, but Sarukian's a fucking stud. He took that fight on like four days' notice. is this what you're laughing about? I got to hide the chat.
No, I'm laughing at you because it's like, oh, he's lost the decision to Sarukian. Like, it's some indictment on the quality of fighter.
No. I'm saying is like his losses are early knockouts, and then the Sarukian, which he came in like 4 days' notice or whatever, and he fought an animal. There's no indictment. I think this guy's flying under the radar. I love his mentality.
He is.
He's a great follow on Instagram. He's funny. He can take jokes. Him and Jersey Jerry on Barstool were busting each other's balls. He loved that. There's so many sensitive people in the world, and Matt is not one of them. I can't wait to meet him one day, obviously. But yeah, I'm going with Steamroller +180. Fucking feed it to me, baby. Let me go to the chat here real quick before you break it down. Steamroller. Kennedy round three easy gets held the first two rounds of KO's Clark in round three. I like that, Mike Sloman. Always cash. King Deuce. Love it, babe. Yo, BP Big Love from North Wales. Love your breakdowns. Keep it the good work.
Man, that's the Jack Shore territory.
North Wales. Yeah. Cool. Woo. The only thing I know about Wales, and forgive me here, Kai Watson, but Wrexham, you know, they're that Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds, they turned that club around. So if you're a Wrexham fan, up Wrexham or whatever they say. Probably not your squad, though. I know it's very territorial over there. If Steamroller wins, we need it on the soundboard. 100% he's on the soundboard no matter what. I got to go into your Steamroller. Needs to blitz him early and hard and stay on him. Okay, Mike, I disagree because that's what Terrence McKinney did and that's what Bobby Green did. He was losing those fights before he won. Like, I think Steamroller isn't knocking Drew Dober out. Look at the fucking chin on this guy, right? He's gorgeous with that dynamite chin. Dober's first child is expected to be more than a month, though. Ooh. He doesn't have that dad strength yet. Pre-dad strength. What do you call someone from Wales? Welsh?
Welshman.
Welsh. The Welsh. Yeah, the Welshman. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Break it down.
Yeah, fantastic fight. This is pay-per-view worthy. I remember, you know, I don't listen to Anakin Florian in the weeks that we do the podcast, sure. But
not
I remember,
out yet. Not out yet.
Okay. But yeah, I remember Anik saying a few weeks back that this was going to be on the pay-per-view. And like, but yeah, it's taken so many ups and downs, like all the cards have for the past month. Either way, yeah, absolutely love this fight. And I do think Frivola, I think these fighters are so similar. Mm-hmm. This is a straight pick of mine. Like in every way, they're similar. Mm-hmm. Frivola, like, I just always wonder, like, because he kind of blew up quickly online. Like, I'm glad.
Well, yeah, because he joined Twitter late and people were like, oh, shit, this guy's fucking dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
cool.
He's
yeah.
cool. Like, yeah. I don't even know if he listens to the show or not, but he sometimes likes my tweets. So I'm like, oh, shit.
There you go.
So, Matt, I'm wearing a Team Steam hat right
there
now.
There it is.
Look, and this is unbiased. Dober is a Denver guy. Obviously, Dober is as fan-friendly as a fighter gets. Frivola is the better wrestler, mm-hmm. I think. Definitely the better grappler. Like,
Yeah.
Well, Dober's not good offensive or grapple, so I don't think that's something we really have to factor in too much. Definitely he's got the better Twitter game, although I don't follow Dober, so I can't confirm that.
Dober's more of an Instagram guy because he looks like a fucking model, right?
Yeah, you know I mean? Would be too, I guess.
Shirtless pics, you know what I mean? That's that. That's
my wife would have made me switch to Twitter if I looked like Drew Dober. So that's why I never use Insta.
Yeah.
I like Frivola quite a bit here at that plus 180 line, whatever it's sitting at. I think it's a great buy. I think Dober could knock him out. Obviously, Dober's not. I think he's like up there in the lead in that division of knockouts, and his hands have been especially potent lately. But so is Frivola, and I don't put a whole lot. I think he didn't fear Otman Azatar when he was fighting in there. I don't think that's I'll never forget that fucking tweet because I had a lot of money on him. He's like stand and bang. Or wrestle him. And like 92% of people said stand and bang. And then there was all of the people I even recognized from betting Twitter being like, wrestle him.
Please so wrestle him. Yeah.
Yeah. And look, Dober hasn't been, nobody's really knocked him down, but he looked just about the same as Frivola did when Terrence McKinney hit him. He just, he was able to kind of the last little strings of his life hold on to it. So at plus 180, give me Frivola, who I think could win a submission, a knockout or a decision versus Dober, who I think could win a knockout or a decision. One guy's got three ways to win. You're giving me almost 2-1 on my money. 30-second speech. That's why.
There you go. Yeah. Frivola's coming off 2 knockout wins. And this is one thing that doesn't get talked about enough. Dober left Long Island for a little bit and was training in Tampa. He is now back full-time at Long Island under Ray Longo. These past two fights have been really important, getting his mental right. I mean, that gym is just stacked. I mean, I know I'm a little close to the gym with Yannick and Florian, but they got some killers in that gym, and Ray Longo is bringing up some just absolute killers. That area is getting flooded with some really good fighters, so he's got a great room to train. And the biggest thing with Frivola is what Mattis said. As long as his mind's right, as long as he goes in there and he knows what he's doing, right? I mean, you can go out there and you could hit Dober. Dober's very hittable. But I think when you mix everything in, I think that's going to be the key here to beat Dober. All right, next up, we got Chrome Gracie, plus 150 versus Charles Jourdain, minus 175. So, again, I'm sorry for all the people who have not seen the Anakin Florian because I might be giving some spoilers here. But Kenny,
well, remember, this show is just as old as Anakin Florian, so it's not a spoiler.
Wait, what?
This show's old too. We've been doing this show for a while.
No. I'm saying they haven't seen the new episode yet.
Who cares? Then they'll get it here first.
Okay.
Come here for your breaking news.
Okay. Here we go. Kenny and I split on this fight pretty dramatically. I do not understand the Chrome Gracie love. He's great on the ground, right? 100%. He's been competing in jiu-jitsu. His father's Hickson. But Chrome Gracie is just your average MMA fighter. His takedowns aren't great. They're like, what have you been doing for the 3 years you've been off? He goes, I moved from California to Wyoming and I got a dog and I need to learn how to live in the mountains. And he goes, I've been training my whole life. I don't need to learn how to train. I've been doing that. I've added some things. Dude, he got butchered by Cub Swanson. Couldn't get him down. His debut was great, but the guy made a fatal mistake. Charles Jourdain gives up takedowns. He doesn't have the most high takedown defense. It's under 50%, which I don't like, but he is great on the feet. I am surprised that Charles Jourdain is minus 175. I know Christian and I are going to do the locks at the end, but this is going to be my mortal lock. I mean, this is what it is. Kenny picked Crone and was very confident. Kenny's on a heater this year. I'm absolutely on that show. I'm picking like dog shit. But I like Charles Jourdain big here. just know if I can't get him in the mortal lock section, he is my mortal lock. I mean, Christian might pick Crone, but I don't understand the Crone love. I don't get it. In MMA, jiu-jitsu is great. He's kind of a weirdo, right? He's an interesting guy. You know, like, you know, he thinks birds are robots that spy on us. Like, the dude's interesting, right? But, you know, and he's been away for a long time. I don't think his wrestling's any better. I don't think his striking's any better. I think he's very tough. He's saying this week he wishes there was only one round fight. It's 25 minutes. He wants to fight to the death. Old school Gracie shit. I know he's got the classic name, but give me Charles Jourdain, the Canadian baby. Don't slime forever. Slime forever. Christian, tell me what you got, bub.
Yeah, if Carl Gracie gets this to the... I mean, somebody said it in the... Dang, we got all the regulars in the chat now.
Oh, yeah, we got everybody.
But, yeah, it's like... I know, it just blew up there. Who the fuck is Carl Gracie? Yeah, it's been a fucking minute. And Cub... Like, I remember when we stumbled upon this fight, me, you, and Timbo, that was, like, the first thing he said. He's like, I thought Crone Gracie died.
No.
It's been a minute.
There was a Gracie that died. It wasn't Crone, though. Was it Hyan? Was it Hyan Gracie? Hyan Gracie might have died?
Is that spelled R-Y-A-N?
Yeah, he fought in Pride, I think. Mm-hmm. That might not be his name, though. He's a loose cannon.
Yeah, either way, I mean, if Gracie gets his titles, Jourdain loves to give up. Like, he'll give up his back, he'll give up his stomach, he'll give up his legs, he'll give up any way that you could possibly take him down. But if this stays on the feet, the first thing I thought about it, I was like, what's the difference between Jourdain and Cub Swanson? Mm-hmm. And the way they fight isn't not too much different. Jourdain's mm-hmm. like maybe a little flashier.
Yeah, definitely flashier.
But other than that... Unless Carl Gracie fell in love with his hands, which you would think he fell out of love with him real fucking quick mm-hmm. in that Cub Swanson fight. Yeah. You just, you know, Gracie, you give him the old Gregor Gillespie woodsman, like outdoorsman treatment. Mm-hmm. You just get in there and you just wrestle, fuck him, take his back mm-hmm. or take his top. I got to trust that he can do it. And this is another plus money play. It's like, how could you ever be confident in Jourdain against somebody that's even like, you know, he's even with a guy like Josh Koulibaly on the feet. Mm-hmm. You bet. If you realign that fight now, like Jourdain doesn't have any ground game. This, mm-hmm. And Gracie could take a hit. He did mm-hmm. last all 15 minutes of that.
Yeah. No, you can take a shot.
Years later. But.
Sometimes when I look at a card, I'll print out my sheet, right? And I don't look at lines. I don't put anything down yet. And there's a fight that just thunder strikes me, right? Just I got thunderstruck. And this was the one. It hit me like a lightning bolt. I was like, wait a second. Like, that seems like a mismatch. Crone hasn't been around in a while. I doubt he's improving. The Gracies, like, I don't know if there's like a thing in the Gracie family that we're like, we don't learn wrestling. Issue, we're only, right? Like, we don't learn wrestling. We'll get the fight down. We'll flop to our backs if we have to, but no wrestling in this family. Jourdain to takedown offense is not good. He gives up takedowns, but and Crone's a specialist. And that's what Kenny said. Kenny's like, listen, Crone is so good on the ground that if it hits there, I mean, Jourdain's a black belt, but there's a lot of black belts out there, right? So Crone's a special, special guy on the ground. And that's coming from Kenny Florian, who is very, you know, he knows his jiu-jitsu, but he's not so giving. He doesn't give a lot of credit to a lot of people that are considered like worldly on the ground, right? You know, he reserves those opinions, but he was really outspoken on how good Crone was on the ground. But I don't know, man. I'm just 175 mortal lock, slime ball parlay. I just kind of love fucking Charles Jourdain here. All right, next up, Mozar Evilov. No line available yet. Imagine it's going to be massive versus Diego Lopez making his debut. I'll go quick. Mozar Evilov by murder. Diego Lopez, I think he trains in Mexico now. Brazilian trains in Mexico. Good submissions. Okay, stand up. He's tough. Fought in the contender series. Didn't get it done. Didn't get a contract. He has fought since then. Does a lot of grappling stuff. Evilov, though, I think is the better wrestler, the more explosive guy, better on the feet. Evilov sometimes doesn't really seal the deal, finish the job when he needs to. I think taking a short notice replacement, you can do two things. You can play it really fucking safe, or you can go out there and make a fucking statement. Because I think he was going to butcher Bryce Mitchell. This was going to be my mortal lock. Head of my slime ball, Evilov over Bryce Mitchell. I thought he was butchering Bryce Mitchell. I think he's going to fucking destroy Diego Lopez here. Yeah, give me Evilov.
Yeah, the skill gap here is so wide. I'm deciding whether it's going to finish or not. That's the only thing I'm down to. This is... This is a mismatch. Evloev must have just King Deuce. He's like, I'm here, Dana. I'm fighting.
King Deuce just said -600. Okay. That's opening, so that's gonna climb. So get that. Well,
I was thinking 800 to 1,000.
I was thinking close to like 900 myself. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So, yeah, I don't want to spend too much time on that when there's three fights that I do want to talk about. I'm gonna run to the restroom real quick. So yeah, you can start off the next
one. Yeah, here we go. Dead air with Dead Christian. Air. All right, listen, we got Jessica Andrade -190 versus Yan Shannon +160. You guys know if you've been watching for a while, or lately, I should say. I know chicks, okay? I know chicks. This fight, though, I don't know. You know why? Because both are super high level. I think Jessica Andrade is one of my favorite fighters of all time. I think she's an absolute stud. She's coming off a loss over Aaron Blanchfield. But the loss over Aaron Blanchfield, she didn't need to take that fight. She was just coming off a win. Blanchfield's 23, 24 years old, absolute stud. Andrade goes, yeah, fuck it, I'll go in there. Right? She gets down, she gets submitted, whatever. That's fine. But Andrade landed 231 strikes over Lauren Murphy. Yan Shannon is so fast. Her fight with Mina Rodriguez was unbelievable. She is landing takedowns of her own. That was her big gripe, was she doesn't have a ground game. She's starting to land takedowns. She's not going to land a takedown over Jessica Andrade. So I am at a standstill here. So what I'm going to do, because Christian just put on his headphones, I'm going to let him know. I'm going to let Christian pick first, because I just set it up for you, Christian. So I'm going to let you pick first, and then I'm going to make my fight or my decision. So you go first.
Perfect. And we're on Andrade.
100% bro. That's fuck yeah. Yeah.
So I love this fight. My love for Jessica John Hands of Stone Lineker Andrade. Stole that from a podcast that's no longer around, but best nickname ever. Fucking love her. One of my favorite fighters, if not. Oh, we didn't do our country accents.
For Bryce Mitchell?
Yeah.
Do your country
accent. All right, down there. I came in ready for this Thunder fighting. Oh, my back is sore.
That's pretty good.
But I didn't pray to the Lord enough.
That's real Southern. That's I'll like tell you what. That's like Savannah. That's like Deep South. So because
well, you live
when you go down to South Southern, you know, you gotta talk like there's a barrel of molasses just spilling out your mouth. That's Southern. No, we get Ohioans definitely have an accent. We say O's kind of weird. We're close to Kentucky, obviously. Northern Kentucky, that's where my wife's from. There's no accents whatsoever. But the more you slip into Kentucky, there's some good old boys down there, and they got some big old thick accents. But
that's what they say about Florida. The farther panhandle. North you get, the deeper south you go.
Yeah, Florida's got that panhandle kind of accent. They kind of hit the rim like this on the breast. All right, that's accent talk. Christian, tell me when's this fight.
Yeah, so love this fight. Yan Shannon, beautiful striker. She won that fight against Marina Rodriguez, nice. Too. Nice. At least I had a lot of money on Marina there. So, but look, you never remember the ones you won the robberies, but.
You always remember the losses. You remember the losses.
You remember those losses sting for so much longer. But yeah, I was on Marina there. I thought Yan looked great. I will never forget the Carlo.
Yeah, that's a good comment. That's true.
Look, Andrade doesn't grapple. I think most of the time because she doesn't have to grapple. I think that weird. We're gonna look at recent fights. I about once of every 2 months I bring up recency bias. I'm the most recency biased person there is because that's the best sample I have to work with. It's the most accurate and it's the most current. Yan is going to have absolutely nothing for Andrade on the ground. You know, Andrade can stand and guillotine somebody like Lemos. She can sure as hell do what Carla Esparza did to Yan Shannon. So if she wants, I think this will be fight of the night if they stand and scrap for three rounds because they both have great output. They're both great strikers. This is a women's fight. Like when they have Holly Holm on, they should be putting these two on. When they had the women's fight, because this is going to be a fantastic fight to watch.
Great fight.
It's going to be a treat. But yeah, give me one of my favorite fighters in the entire world, Jessica John, Hands of Stone, Lineker, Andrade.
Yeah, so I preference by saying Jessica Andrade is one of my favorite fighters of all time. And again, I made this selection already, and I'm switching my pick. I'm going Yan Shannon. I was on the fence. So on the fence about this, I already made Andrade on Anakin Florian. My official pick is Yan Shannon. And I'll tell you why. Andrade lately, especially in Laura Murphy fight, the fight prior to that, she is throwing big loopy shots. And Yan Shannon is so fast right down the middle, right? Wrestling's going to be a problem. Yoshinawa is trying to fix that. She's landing more takedowns herself as a late, but plus 160 against Jessica Andrade, who fought a very similar fight in a way as Zhang Weili and got clipped with some straight right hands. I don't think Yoshinawa has that power, but you're right. I think this could be fight of the night. It's going to be an absolute banger. By the way, for the audio folks only, I got to shout out this comment again. King Deuce, the more you slip into Kentucky, the more you slip into your sister. That's very, very funny. Because, you know, listen, there's some good old boys around there. You're not from my parts, but, you know, about an hour away, it starts getting shaky. Jan Stamp looked good against Dern because she has zero. It's true. But her stand-up looked good against Marina Higuez, who's got some stand-up, too. Dan P, I thought you knew chicks, bro. I know chicks, man. I got to get that on my fucking soundboard. We know chicks. Andre level above the feet. Yeah, so Andre level above on the feet. So I'm the opposite. Chat says, BP, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But again, I know chicks. Okay. All right, co-main event. Very excited for this fight. Bilal Muhammad, plus 105 versus Gilbert Burns, minus 125. Christian, you went first last time. I'll go first this time. Listen, we're very close with Bilal Muhammad. I am, I wouldn't say I'm a personal friend, but we have had several, I've been on a show. We've had contact. He's obviously part of the Anakin Florian family. I like the guy. I talked to Jason Anna quite a bit. Jason Anna's a great dude. Him and Bilal, obviously very close. Cody Mara, the producer, is very close to Bilal as well. So we broke this fight down. When this fight got announced, Cody texted us before it got dropped, before Bilal, you know, before everyone knew it was signed, he texted me late night and said, hey, Bilal stepping up, and then him and Gilbert five rounds. My initial read was, wow, this is a bad matchup for Bilal. This is tough because Gilbert is very good on the feet, powerful, and his grappling is very good. Bilal is good on the feet, but he's a pot shotter. He moves. His movement's getting a lot better. But, you know, Gilbert's boxing is really clean. I mean, Masvidal's falling off a cliff, but he outboxed Masvidal cleanly. Didn't really take a shot, wrestled, fucked him. I don't think wrestling is going to be an advantage for Gilbert Burns. I actually don't think he's going to land a takedown. I wish I could bet on that. I wish I could bet somewhere. Will Gilbert Burns land a takedown? No, I don't think he will. I think Bilal's takedown offense is too good. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Gilbert Burns wants.
I think you cut up Prize Picks.
Yeah, I can't do that in Ohio.
Oh yeah, and I can't do it in Colorado. I bet that too.
Don't drop their name, man. Okay, they ain't a sponsor.
Oh DK, yeah, well fuck them. I'll tell you how bad they stink. If you're in Colorado, don't use Prize Picks because you'll waste your initial deposit with and be unable to play it.
Yeah,
and same in Ohio. So Prize Picks stinks and don't use them. Stinks.
They're available in Kentucky, which I'll be in tomorrow. But I'm not gonna do it. Anyway. This was tough for me, right? Because as much as I like Bilal, and I think he's severely underrated, but, you know, this is just such a gangster move. He didn't need to take this fight. He could have waited for Usman to open up. Usman's training. He wants to get back there. Somehow Colby's got the fucking stranglehold over the title, right? So he's going to get the next shot no matter what. Bilal's on an 8-fight winning streak fighting a guy who I think he matches up with poorly in Burns. Burns jiu-jitsu is better. But the wrestling I cancels out, so it's going to come to the feet. And I like Burns' stand-up a little bit better. However, there's just something about Bilal lately where he's pulling these out, and I like the 5-round fight. Now, here's the thing that I could be completely wrong about, completely right. That's why it's gambling. That's why I'm going Bilal Muhammad. But here's what I could be completely wrong or right about. Bilal took this fight on short notice during Ramadan, 5-round fight. He's always in shape, but he was in Canada when he got the call, so he necessarily wasn't home-based training, whatever. Gilbert fought 3 weeks ago. Is Gilbert burned out? There is such a thing as overtraining. Is he burned out? I don't know. I don't think Gilbert's going to wrestle in this fight. I think he thinks he has a stand-up advantage. I think this is going to be a stand-up fight. I'm nervous about it because I do like Bilal Muhammad a lot. But give me remember the name. I'm picking him. Don't love it. Don't like it. Don't hate it. But give me Bilal Muhammad. Go ahead. Go ahead and pick Gilbert Burns. I already know it, dude.
So the weird thing about Ramadan is, I used to live in Alaska, but up north, like the farther north you go, there's different rules for it. So sure. You don't actually have to do sun up to sundown because You would just spend days.
You might die.
Weeks not eating.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not. And he's also fought during Ramadan before, or at least fresh off of it. You just can't. His conditioning and his ability to show up for a fight is unquestionable. Mm-hmm. So it's not. It doesn't matter day, week, month, year. He's shown up and looked exactly the same. I can't believe this. So Bilal Muhammad's Molly's favorite fighter, and I'm like, I always pick against him, and so I'm worried for now that I'm about to pick him, which I am.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm taking Bilal Muhammad here because I think he's going to give him five. That five rounds is so giant for like a cardio person. Like, I think, but I'm surprised at this talk about Burns being the better wrestler. Like, I know his like he's tied things together better, but Bilal is like he wrestles like the Stan guys do. Like, you know, he has that chain wrestling like just nonstop like grinding style that. There's really not a top level fighter right now that I can think of that has it. I mean, Curtis Blades, but he doesn't wrestle anymore. So yeah, I mean, and a 5-round fight, like I could easily see Burns coming out and smashing him up on the feet early. Like Bilal's striking's not the best. It's gotten better. I mean, he can beat non-strikers now, but Burns is kind of a striker. And I think he's going to get surprised by just Bilal's tenacity to take him down and grind him with elbows. That's got to be fucking exhausting. Breathing in your own, like you can't even breathe because there's a forearm right across your neck. Bilal does it so well. He controls people from top just beautifully. So in 5 rounds, I wish it was like the plus 170 or plus 250 normally is, but I mean, even at close to even money. Yeah. I think it was the first thing you said. This is a bad matchup for Burns. And I think, I think it's a bad matchup for Burns.
Okay. All right. We're disagreeing.
I guess it's a matchup to pick him.
Okay. Yeah.
You picked Bilal though, right?
I picked Bilal. Yeah. But no, I was looking at Gilbert Burns. You know, Gilbert Burns is world-class jiu-jitsu, but I'm looking at his stats here. Hazmat Chimaev took him down twice, but not really. Didn't establish any control. Thompson obviously didn't take him down. Usman didn't take him down. Willie didn't take him down. Damian Maia took him down twice, but that was really quick scramble, and then he ended up getting knocked out. Gunny didn't attempt to take down or take him down. Kachenko didn't take him down. Mike Davis didn't take him down. OAM, who goes for a lot of takedowns, didn't take him down. These are back in the 55 days. He lost to Dan Hooker. Dan Hooker didn't take him down. Dan Moret didn't take him down. Jason Sago took him down once, but he got knocked out.
How little takedowns he's faced.
Michelle Perez. I can't pronounce his name. The little the little fucking fire hydrant took him down 5 times and won a unanimous decision over Gilbert Burns. So I think there's a path there. I mean, I know Gilbert Burns is a fucking high level BJJ.
Is that 155? Because he's been a completely different fighter. Yeah.
155.
Can you imagine Tractor at 155?
Tractor probably weighs about my weight right now, about 269. Yeah. I think Bilal has a path if he wants to take Gilbert down. I think Gilbert's takedown defense is good. I don't think Gilbert's going to sniff a takedown over Bilal, though. I think he's going to play on the feet. What we got by in the chat here? MMA guys blessed us with Burns with Bilal. I agree. Burns by decision, Michael Alvarado. Both too durable. Bully, we should get this done. Aaron's MMA picks like Bully B. Bilal's avoided Vicente punches. Wonder Boys as well. I don't know if he's striking the same. That's true. He really had some really good movement, and he does that really well. He confused Vicente Luque. Vicente Luque outlanded him 24 strikes, but he landed 5 takedowns over him. And then with Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, he just, you know, smothered him. All right, main event. I can't wait for this main event. I love this main event. This is actually really exciting. Aljamain Sterling minus 105 versus Henry Cejudo minus 115. Christian, I'll let you do the dance first here, bud. What do you like?
Yeah, I mean, no secret to anybody. This is a fantastic fight. It's kind of crazy seeing Henry Cejudo come back. So much of it that I focus on is, I'm like, well, why? Like, is it money? Is it, well, always what I assume. Yeah. It's, you know, you figure you try to start your own business. I just assume when these fighters retire, it's like, oh, I'm going to start my own gym. I've seen a lot of fucking gyms and a lot of fucking restaurants fail.
Yeah.
And it seems to be.
Well, his gym's doing great, but like he lives in a big ass house in fucking Scottsdale, Arizona. Like your $30,000 that you're going to make a year on a gym isn't paying for that fucking house. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't imagine his endorsements have to be as cringe as everything else he does, because when he tries to be non-cringy, it's more cringy. But look, the crazy thing is the guy is like one of the most skilled athletes that's walked the planet in the past, you know, whatever many years. It's just, it's incredible what he's been able to do in different sports, you know, different weight classes. I remember watching this dude because, you know, I have an LFA boner. Mm-hmm. Been watching this guy since I used to live in Alaska, and he was losing in the LFA. And I was like, oh, but you could see that there was something special there. He really has, right before he retired, which I guess in MMA, what is three years probably counts as an actual retirement.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Right. I mean, Zalgas lasted. He's just back on his normal schedule.
I wish Henry had that hair that Zalgas does. That's for sure.
Well, I don't think he's going to need that hair to win. I'll just get down to the meat of the meat of the soup right here. Sterling's going to have to keep kind of that pace he did in the first Yan fight, I think, to have any chance against Henry Cejudo. And he just, he already showed he couldn't do it. I don't think he took a dive. I think he just took a nasty knee to the head. So, you know, he won it by a DQ, whatever. I thought he clearly won the second fight. I guess there's some sort of like controversy about that. I just, the only controversy I had was if that one round was a 10-8 or not. I thought he won three rounds pretty easily, but
yeah. Well, people just hate to hate Aljo for some reason. I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. I find him like super likable.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't.
Handsome dude, got a hot chick. He's funny. He's ripped up.
Yeah,
he's
that hair. Yeah. He looks like Kid and Play from straight 1992.
He's got a great. He's got a great story. He's got like 18. I don't know if it's 18. It's a lot of brothers and sisters. And he was like the man of his house. Like, you know, growing up. Like, I love.
He's
that
fun
shit.
As hell to watch too.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So yeah, whatever. It's just the problem is you're fighting an all time great fighter. We watched this with John Jones off a 3-year layoff or whatever. I know that has nothing to do, but you're just talking about this is such an elite level of fighter, and like them 3 years off isn't shit. They'll roll right through you. I didn't even think to write down an outcome on this one. I am 100% sure. I guess I said this about Ricky Simone last week, and you said you lost 2.5 units. I lost 2.5 units. So the MMA takes lost at least the combined 5 units on that.
I would have had a fucking. The weekend of the year if Simone would have won, because I would hit the both parlays. I had him straight. If you won by submission, then you know I'm buying a new house. Not really, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't hedge out of it. Well, I was busy.
I did hedge out. I had Song by knockout. Wedding, barely got that. I did hedge out, so that helped save me a little bit.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I listened to your recap. I didn't listen.
Thanks,
to
bud. All right, who do you got here? I completely missed all that.
Give me Henry Cejudo. He rolls easily. He's gonna do his job
easily. It's, all right. All yeah, right. You're done. You're done. Look,
this line's stupid. Sorry, Ray Longo. Sorry, Aljamain. I know you're a big fan of the show, Aljamain, but we'll let Big Gun go now.
Easily is what you said. How fucking dare you? Let me read you a stat from the wonderful Luke Thomas, who is the only, no, maybe not the only person, but he's blocked me on Twitter years ago.
I thought you were supposed to have a podcast with him.
Luke Thomas? Never. No. Yeah. No. But
who was it that they were trying to arrange something? Or maybe is that behind the scenes?
Never Luke Thomas. No. I went on Mike Heck's show, which is MMA
fighting.
No, this
was like 6 months ago. All right, no. We can talk about it.
What Luke Thomas? No.
It was somebody like that.
I don't remember. It wasn't Luke Thomas. Anyway, reminder, record of UFC fighters over 35 years old between 120 and 170 on title fights, 2-28. Those two being Tyron Woodley. He won. He's the only one.
Okay, you got stats, bro?
Aljamain Sterling is 33 years age. Henry Cejudo is 36. Cejudo is coming off his last, or 3 years. His last fight was at 33 over Dominic Cruz. So that's just one stat. Stats don't mean everything. Here we go. Listen, Cejudo has been out for a while, right? And by the way, I want to correct you. Cejudo never fought in the LFA, and he never lost in the LFA, so I don't know who you're thinking of.
Was it RFA?
No, he's never lost. His first loss was in the UFC. He fought Legacy, fought a couple regional shows, but no, he got...
Okay, when I see LFA and Legacy are the same thing.
But he didn't lose. No, he didn't lose.
I'm pulling up his...
You pull it up, right, bitch. Anyway. here we go. Aljo doesn't get enough respect. I think this fight's going to play on the feet. I think Aljo can style on him for 3 to 5 rounds. I think Cejudo might not want to take him to the ground. Here's the thing. Cejudo has never really been... we haven't seen him defend submissions. Aljo's got them all. He's got arm bars. He's got leg locks. He takes your back. He can jump your back. I don't think Aljo's going to take Cejudo down, but there could be a weird scramble. If Aljo gets your fucking back, what is Cejudo going to be like? We've never seen him get his back taken because his wrestling's so elite. Cejudo is good on the feet. He has that karate stance. He likes to box. I've been seeing the training. He's throwing a lot of kicks. And I think he wants to stand up. Aljo, his stand up isn't the most perfect stand up in the world, but that what works for him. It's so funky. It's flowy. His kicks are like arms. I see him just style on him for 3-4 rounds. Cejudo might mix it up and go for a takedown. That might be his problem there. Cardio, I think, is going to be on both guys. Cardio is elite, but you got to lean Aljo because Cejudo has been out for 3 years. And it's been a while since he's went at to 5 rounds. I think he's only been at 5 rounds at 125, not at 135. Got to remember, he is very small at 135. He's short, a little bit muscular, but this whole time he's been away, he's had to lose weight. He's been fat, right? So how much is he getting better, or how much is it to him lose weight? Aljo is going to go up the, he's going to beat Cejudo. He's going to go up the, fight Sean O'Malley, go up to 45 and probably call it a career suit. Or Aljo is huge. Aljo's been going up to him every day this week, impressing him, making him uncomfortable. Now, I like Henry Cejudo. Cejudo leaned into the cringe, which I like. You know, instead of going, I'm not cringe, I'm cool, I'm this, he's leaned into it, which is cool. He gets the joke. He understands how fucking dorky he really is, which I love it. But Aljo, I think, has the advantage on the feet. I think he has the advantage on the ground. Cejudo has the power advantage for sure. Aljo's not knocking anybody out. He said at the presser today, he thinks he's going to knock Cejudo out. I don't see that. Cejudo's head is bigger than this fucking screen in front of me. He does have a chin problem. Don't see that happening. But I do see Cejudo. Oh, we lost Christian. Christian went away for a little bit. I'll finish my pick. I'm going Aljo. Aljo all the way, probably by decision. I don't see him finishing a guy like Cejudo, even though if he gets his fucking back, that is going to be something special. What happened to you, dude? What do you?
I tried to log in because I wanted to start talking shit in the comments, and it took
me
to
a different screen.
I wanted to get in there. Jeez. Yeah, I'm like you. Like I see somebody start talking, I'm like, all right, I want some.
Pull it up.
I loved your breakdown though, but I just disagree. You were talking about Cejudo's too small.
Too small.
Sterling is going to gas on that relentless. No. And it's like, oh, it's three. No. The guy's an Olympic gold medalist. I'm sure he still can, like, you know, train and cut weight. You know, cutting weight once every 3 months for MMA isn't a big deal for a wrestler who's cut it once a week for, you know, 15 years.
Did you see what Tatum Temple just said? Cejudo didn't look great.
No, but I respect her opinion.
He didn't
what
look
did it say?
Good. He didn't look good, bro. He's fat. Fat. Here's what's going to happen. Cejudo's going to lose.
How did Bryce Mitchell look in the embeddeds?
He fucking had a purple shoulder. Guy was fucked up. He had his elbow was purple. His shoulder's purple. I don't know what the hell's going on. Here we go. Here's the bet. $20 straight up. We got to do one.
We should just go $50 straight up on that one. It's the main event.
Fine.
It's a hat.
$50,000.
One of us will feel better. Yeah. Oh, a half Ryan and Christian unit.
Yeah, that's right. Good. All right, fine. Yeah. $50. $50. $50. Right. I got Aljo. You got Cejudo. If Aljo wins by submission, you owe me $500. Deal?
Wait, what? What is it? These riders you keep? We've been betting for years.
I'm trying to mix it up, man. I'm trying to mix. All right, here we go. We gotta get locks. We're long. We're 120. We're 120 long one. We're long. I gotta wake up 5 a.m. Here we go. Locks. Christian, you're the champ. You get to pick whoever you want first. Send him home, which is finishing the night. You got your, and I'll get my slime ball to end.
When are you gonna ever get the send him home? It was it was my favorite soundbite when I was just a fan of the show.
It was John. It was John. I lost it. I lost the sound. By the way, I lost a lot of shit, by the way. I briefly talked about this. I had a hard drive. A fucking little Lacy hard drive. And I had every video I've ever recorded on here. I had every photo. I had my graphics, everything completely washed. So I got to get this recovered. So I had to get a new one. This broke. Won't work. Just stop working. So I got to get a new one. So I got to go to like Geek Squad or whatever. But no, I lost the Yannick soundbite. Now I need to get it back. Anyway, pick your locks. See what we do.
All right. I'm going to start with, I only have a dog written down and I've got a fucking lot of them. Well, I know you won't take him. So I'll just start with my dog and take Zalgaz. I'm sure he's going to win. Yeah.
No lock. All right.
I'm in the UFC and I'm sure he's going to win. My next pick would have been Steamroller.
Steamroller's my dog lock. Steamroller for Vola.
No, I'm going to parlay those two.
Yeah. Dog lock. All right. So I'm going to go Mortal Lock, which you already know what it is. It's Charles Jourdain. We disagree. Got to lock him up. I don't know what it is. He thunderstruck me, dude. And if I'm wrong about that, I will be very depressed because it's not about the money. It's not about anything like that. It's just I really am so sure of myself. So if I'm wrong about that, God, it's a fucking dagger in the heart. All right, go Mortal Lock. Who do you got?
Yeah, this one's easy. I think this because it's a bigger card and this one's fallen down below. But getting Daniel Willycott Santos at -190 as a Mortal Lock is a fucking – that guy should be the anchor to – he's the first fight of the night, so you could anchor every parlay off of it and then just – rebuild as soon as the first fight's over.
Send them home. Oh boy, I don't have a ton of options, but I'm gonna go with, you know what, I'm gonna go Chaos Williams. Let's go KO here, Chaos. You know what I mean? Fucking knocks out a horse. Let's go. All right, send him home. Christian, who you got? Dead air.
Yeah, that's I mean, Smith Porter is a good option for it, but mm-hmm. I don't know who I want in it. Jeez, I see so many of these going to decision.
Me too. That's why I said Sandham was my hardest by far.
Yeah, so normally like I'd send them the easiest.
Tatum's got a recommendation right here, Kennedy. But you picked
Devin Tatum Clark. And I have been very opposite for a lot of weeks. So she probably
she's a fucking sportsbook shark. Balance is probably up. She's a goddamn shark, dude.
You know, this one's pretty easy. Just God, I hate doing this. This is gonna be an early start. Claudio Ribeiro.
Yeah, that was my backup. That was my backup if he stole mine.
Look, I love
man, Joe your Holmes first mustache. Three locks right in the fucking row. All right, I always forget to do the slime ball. Not gonna forget it. Got the trusty hammer right there, slime ball sticker on it. The slime ball is gonna be a little bit. I think people are gonna disagree with it a little bit, but it's okay, right? So I don't have a graphic. I'm gonna make the graphic later. Put it out tomorrow. Green Hammer, let's recap. Green Hammer, Rodriguez, Vina Jandiroba, over 2.5, minus 220. Already placed that bet. I feel like that's going to move. Slime Ball Parlay for UFC 288. Chaos Williams, bam, of course. Charles Jourdain, because, you know, mortal lock. And then Ikram Alasikov right there, right? Plus 213. It was giving me Mozart. Like I said, he was giving me my lock of all locks, but I'm not putting him in with being so high or whatever against this newcomer. I think that's cheap, right? So let me repeat. Slime ball parlay for UFC 288. Chaos Williams, Charles Jourdain, Ikram Alasikov, plus 213, 2-1 on your money. Bada bing, bada boom. Go to MMA Takes pod on DraftKings. Join the group. You'll see the bet. You can tail it. It's easy to follow. It's easy to whatever. It's a nice little feature DraftKings has, and Christian has been muddying the waters, bringing up a bunch of other fucking corporations' name. I'm going to have to bleep that out. Trindaddy's got it. Chaos, Ikram, Air, Jourdain. That's the send him home. Christian, you're the best. Thank you for hopping on. Timbo, we missed you, brother. Hopefully Cam is doing okay. I'm sure it's just the weather and he's got some sniffles. But that's it, bub. There it is. That's the show. What about
it? Down. See you next month.
Follow me on Brian Petrie MMA. Next month, when is the next pay-per-view? Do you know the date? Because I'm going to Wilmington. I'm going to bring all my stuff, so I'll be able to do it there. But I'm going on a beach vacation, so I think it's around there. I don't know. All right. Don't know. Boom. There it is.
No idea.
Christian.
I'm sure somebody in the chat knows. Yeah.
That's Christian Costello, baby. See you, boys.
Perfect week for Brian Petrie yet again. Motherfuckers. Let's make some picks with our man Brian Petrie.